How many horses were put on the wagon?
Well, we put mules to the wagons. We didn't put horses. Well, you could put two mules and then...
Was there something between them?
Yeah, a tongue. That's what it's called.
What
a long thing sitting. Now, one horse was on this side and one was on that side. And right straight through it was a piece of wood from the wagon right to the end there. And then he was hitched, some way at the end of that was where he was hitched onto it, and then back here to the back of it. There was a place where they'd fasten the harness to the wagon.
When a horse is hitched, or a mule is hitched to the wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened?
A piece of wood that what?
The traces.
Well, that we called it the tongue.
Uh-huh.
Tongue went right straight down, and at the end of that there was a iron hoop or something, and you fasten that. Pieces come out on each side, mm-hmm. Fasten the horses or mules to that.
Mm-hmm. What about when you were following? When they were digging up the ground?
Plow.
Uh-huh.
Plow it up.
Uh-huh.
When you go to cultivating the land, that's called plowing it.
Uh-huh. And did they have mules to do that?
Mules did everything. There wasn't any machinery in that day and time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember when they got the first tractor, they were very scarce, but didn't see very many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't have a mule on the plantation. One of the colored men that lives here has a mule. The children would ride by there to see it any time. They're crazy about the old mule.
After you plow, what do you use to break the ground up even finer? Is there anything you know about that?
Well, they had different cultivators and disc harrows and all those kind of things.
Well, what is that exactly?
Well, they're tight plows. You plow it up and it's rough, then you run another kind of plow over it and cuts it up and kind of smooths it out, and then you break it up into rows, you know.
Is a disc harrow the same thing as a cultivator?
Well, not exactly. They're different types. You cultivate it. There's something called a cultivator. And then there's a disc harrow. Disc harrow, some of them have a big piece of, like iron framing with little things underneath it that smooths it, gets the lumps out of the dirt.
And you do that after you plow?
Oh, yeah. See, it's level like this floor, and like that ground out there. Until when you plow it up, it turns it all over and breaks it up.
So you have to
go over it? Yeah, you got to get it smooth back down, and then where you can open your rows to plant your seed.
Mm-hmm. But what was the plow like? What did it look like?
The plow.
Uh-huh.
Well, it had, I can't.
Oh, just generally.
Well, it was just they'd have a 2-mule plow and a 1-mule plow. It's according to the front of it, how they hooked the mule horses to it. It had a great big piece of iron and had handles.
Uh-huh.
And the man walked behind it and drove the horses with one hand, you see, of the mule, and held the handles of the plow to keep it down in the ground. And he walked right down that fur and come back down the next one, up that one and down the next one. They plowed all day long.
So that's that piece of metal.
Then some of the plows, they had wooden plow, they call them plow stocks. They'd have iron ones and they'd have wooden ones. The iron ones were made lots later, yes. All at first they were almost wooden. They would have what you'd call a turn plow and a sweep.